Isabel Allende, acclaimed Chilean author of House of the Spirits and 22 subsequent works of fiction and nonfiction, has produced yet another fine novel. In the Midst of Winter tells the story of Evelyn, a young immigrant from Guatemala living illegally in Brooklyn and afraid to report a crime for fear of being discovered and deported. She confides in two professors, Lucia, who escaped political upheaval and family tragedy in Chile in the 1970s, and Richard, who has become reclusive after a personal tragedy and ensuing guilt. The three become entwined in an improbable crime cover-up that provides a backdrop for each to reveal their hidden truths. Evelyn's story of escape from gang violence in Guatemala across Mexico to the U.S. is described in chilling detail. Allende succeeds in putting a human face in front of newspaper accounts of illegal immigration. Lucia, who seems to be a partly autobiographical character, shares some of Evelyn's experience as a refugee and develops sympathy for Evelyn's predicament. Richard, highly skeptical of the two women at first, becomes instrumental and sometimes foolishly caught up in the plot to hide the crime that could implicate Evelyn. The book takes some unexpected turns and even has some slapstick humor. Who knew it would be so hard to hide evidence? With the gravity of the plot and situation, a little comic relief was welcome. Like some of Isabel Allende's other books, international politics is woven with the gray boundaries of justice and injustice, cross-cultural relationships, and the natural and supernatural worlds. This story also dabbles in the possibility of new romance between characters in their 60s. Allende manages to simultaneously push against multiple comfort zones, and maybe that's what makes her work so engaging to read. In the Midst of Winter is available from the Park City Library. This is Amy Mills of Friends of the Park City Library.